Saturday morning, something for the weekend. And our financial expert, Paul Merriman from aspaul.ie, is in studio. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Trina.
Okay, getting mortgage ready.
Yes.
A lot of people are thinking about doing it this year and they don't know where to start, which is where you come in with your advice.
Yes.
So, how do we do it?
Okay, so if you are considering a mortgage, the first thing you need to do is acquire your deposit. Okay, so I'm going to take this in two tranches today, Trina. The first part is I'm going to consider maybe looking at getting a house in the next year or two. And presume everyone knows this stage, as a first time buyer, you're going to require a 10% deposit, Trina, okay? And that's really, really important. You need to get that deposit. The other thing that the banks will look at is your affordability to repay. And this is something that's quite confusing for some people. An affordability to repay means if you're going for a mortgage of, say, 320 odd K and the repayment's maybe 12 or 1300 quid, you need to show the bank over a 6 month period that you can afford 12 or 1300 quid a month. And sometimes a little bit more, which is called a stress test. So you usually increase that slightly.
Is that in case interest rates go up?
Exactly, or, yeah. In case interest rates go up. So if they're doing that, if you're going to be able to do that, how do you show it? If you're renting at the moment and your rent is, say, 13 or 1400 quid, you're sorted. Your rent is your affordability to repay. So that's fine. If you're not renting and you're living at home, you're going to need to show that you have savings over the last 6 months of 13 or 1400 quid a month. So very, very simple. If you're renting and your rent is 800 quid a month, you're going to be able to show your rent of 800. You're going to have to show savings of about 400 to 600 quid a month. So again, it's very, very basic. Be able to show the capability to repay. That's the first thing the bank is going to want to look at. The next thing they're going to look at is where you got your 10% deposit from. So not all the banks are favourable about mum and dad gifting out maybe a full 10%. Some will only like to say 3%. Some will only see 5% being saved by you as well. So you won't take a full lump sum off mum and dad, the bank of mum and dad, that situation. So that's another thing to be considerate about. But again, different banks vary. The next thing...
Can you not cover that up, Paul? Do you know what I mean?
No,
if mum or dad
really.
Give you the money.
No, so mum and dad will give the money. We want to know about it. But if mum and dad give full 10%, you know, it's hard to show to the bank. They're going to look for the account where that came from. And if you want to see a transfer in, you have
really?
To show 6 months account. So you're
okay.
going to see a transfer in where it came
from.
They'll ask the question where the money came from.
Look at me trying to be all sly about it. As if, like, I've had an opportunity, you know?
Next thing I want to talk about is your accounts. What type of shape your account should be in. And this is one where most people trip up, Trina. The biggest tip I can give to everybody listening today is consider going on this road is if you have a gambling app. Okay, so what I mean by that is if you do a bit of a gamble on the horses or the football at the weekend, please, please, please do not run that through your current account. As soon as an underwriter in a mortgage company sees a gambling app show up on your current account statements, the application goes straight to the bin. Full stop.
Even if
bin.
We're talking a fiver that you spend.
You could have an argument with them over a fiver, but again, they just don't like it. So just don't even go
there. A fiver can lead to a tenner and a tenner
just
can...
Yeah. There's just no point. So if you are doing these apps, most of them you can go into the bookies directly and you get a card and pay by cash if you really need to do it that way. Don't have them on your current accounts. It's a big no-no and big sin. The next sin is if you have referral fees. So if you're missing direct debits on a monthly basis, it's a big no-no. And the next one is if you have a current account that has an overdraft, get rid of the overdraft and don't be in the overdraft. So you have to be able to show that you can live within your wages that you have every week or every month coming
in.
Don't be always in your overdraft. Not always be. And they're the kind of big tips when it comes to a current account.
Now, can I ask you, Paul, when it comes to people like me who like to go to Pennies quite a lot.
Pennies, hon.
You know, when you're paying with your card and it sees you're in Pennies like every third day.
No, that doesn't make a difference. What I will say is I'm not a big believer of tap dancing around town with your debit card and tapping it everywhere because you're going to have too many transactions. So it'd be an idea to take maybe 100 quid out at the beginning of the week, whatever you're going to try and live on during the week or during the month. Take it out, have it, and be able to use it yourself. So it keeps an eye. If you have your money in your purse trainer, you know, it's easier to see what you're spending as well.
But it won't go against you if you
it doesn't
if you
go
like
against
to buy
you.
clothes or shoes or more shoes.
Or more clothes. No, it doesn't. No, look, again, unless if you have your affordability there, that's no problem whatsoever. But if you have no affordability and you're really kind of scraping on the side of the barrel trying to get a mortgage application together, it's not going to do you any favours to see all that money going out into whether it's an online facility or whether it's Pennies or somewhere like that. Like, you know, so just be clever. Look, when you go for a mortgage, it's common sense. You're looking for someone to lend you a lot of money over a very long period of time. They want to know that you can repay that money. Mm-hmm. So just be able creating the picture. Usually it takes you 6 months to create that perfect picture for the bank. So I'd encourage everyone to take that 6 months. And that's the people that are looking to consider. The next people we're going to talk about very quickly is those that are dead cert. They've got their savings together. They got their deposit and are thinking of going for a mortgage the next couple of months.
So does it matter where you save, Paul, whether you go into the credit union or a bank or, you know, do you have to go with the same place that give you the mortgage?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't make a difference where you save. Credit union, bank. And this is a big thing. You can go for a mortgage with any bank. And what I will say as well, once you have your savings in order, where it's a the credit union, post office. The only place it can't be is under the mattress. You can't just appear in the bank one day and say, there's my 20 grand that was saving in a jar. That's not going to wash with them. You need to have it in an account somewhere. But I will say is that you don't have to go to your own bank. So even if you bank with one of the main lenders, you don't have to go to them for your mortgage.
And
you can go anywhere.
Does it not look more favourably if you're a customer?
Not.
No,
absolutely not. No. Now, some banks will offer discounted rates, Trina, if you have your current account with them, but you can move your current account to them. It's really, really good. Like Permit TSB have a really good offer at the moment. If you take a mortgage with them, they have a really good fixed rate for 5 years. And if you have your current account with them, they'll give you back 1% of every month mortgage repayment of the next 10 years back into your current account with Permit TSB.
Okay.
So that'd be worthwhile considering moving a current account too. But you don't have to be with Permit TSB to actually get the mortgage. You have to move your account to them by the time the mortgage is drawn down. But I will say to anybody listening today is please, please, please consider going to a mortgage broker rather than walking into a bank. A mortgage broker will do all the work for you. They will look at the interest rates. They'll be able to hold your hand. And again, if anyone has any questions on this, at askpaul.ie, we're regulated to do mortgage business. So please reach out and get in contact with us and be able to hold your hand through that process all the way through it. And what I mean by that is it's not just as simple as getting the mortgage train and then sailing off to the sunset. You want a company, you want an advisor that be able to ring you in 12 months time or 2 years when you come off your fixed rate or when your very rate's up and be able to make sure you're getting
See
the best advice.
Getting on,
where a lot of people feel lucky to get a mortgage, and it always astonishes me. You're going to pay the bank back maybe 100, 150 grand in interest. You're their customer. You're giving them a lot of money. They should hold it with some pride that you're going to give somebody business. So look for someone that's going to give you service back. You know, where people looking for the dream home, they're delighted to get the money, but they forget that you're actually giving someone business.
Yeah, it's
so you have to have that customer service relationship. Look, someone's going to look after you, make sure you have the best interest rates, best life insurance contracts, all that type of stuff is really important.
Paul, will you hang on there a second? I want to talk to you about the next steps then to getting your mortgage. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.